Tarih işte tarih ne? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, entitled Chapters Answers by Citing the Lord's Version. Second canto, chapter 9, text number 7. Nishamyatad victri didrikshaya disho. Nishamyatad victri didrikshaya disho. Vilokya tantranyara pasyamana. Vilokya tantranyara pasyamana. Svadishnamastaya visimyataditam. Svadishnamastaya visimyataditam. Tapasya upadishta ivada de mana. Tapasyupadishta ivada de mana. Nishamyatad vakti didrikshaya disho. Vilokyata tranyara pasyamana. Svadishyamastaya vasimyatadhitam. Tapasyupadishta ivada de mana. Nishamyata vaktri dadrikshaya disho. Vilokyata tranyara pasyamana. Svadishnamastaya visimyataditam. Tapasyupadishta ivada de mana. Nishamyatad vaktri dadrikshaya disho. Vilokyata tranyara pasyamana. Svadishnamastaya visimyataditam. Tapasyupadishta ivada de mana. Nishamyatad vaktri dadrikshaya disho. Vilokyata tranyara pasyamana. Sadishyamastaya vasimyatadhitam. Tapasyupadishta ivada de mana. Thank you. ladies. Nishamya, after hearing, tat, that, vaktre, the speaker, didrikshaya, just to find out who spoke, disha, all sides, vilokya, seen, tatra, there, anyat, any other, apasyamana, not to be found. Sadisnyam, on his lotus seat. Astaya, sit down. Vishrimya, thinking. Tat, it. Hitam, welfare. Tapasi, in penance. Upadishtaha. As he was instructed. Eva, in pursuance of. Adadhe, gave. Manaha, attention. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupāda ki jai. Translation. When he heard the sound, he tried to find the speaker, searching on all sides. But when he was unable to find anyone besides himself, he thought it wise to sit down on his lotus seat firmly and give his attention to the execution of penance as he was instructed. Report. To achieve success in life, one should follow the example of Lord Brahma, the first living creature in the beginning of creation. After being initiated by the Supreme Lord to execute tapasya, he was fixed in his determination to do it. And although he could not find anyone besides himself, he could rightly understand that the sound was transmitted by the Lord himself. Brahma was the only living being at that time because there was no other creation, and then and none could be found there except himself. I guess that might be a lonely situation. In the beginning of the first canto, in the first chapter, first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it has already been mentioned that Brahma was initiated by the Lord from within. The Lord is within every living entity as a supersoul, and he initiated Brahma because Brahma was willing to receive the initiation. The Lord can similarly initiate everyone who is inclined to have it. As already stated, Brahma is the original spiritual master for the universe. And since he was initiated by the Lord himself, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam is coming down by disciplic succession. And in order to receive the real message of Srimad Bhagavatam, one should approach the current link, or spiritual master, in the chain of disciplic succession. After being initiated by the proper spiritual master in that chain of succession, one should engage himself in the discharge of tapasya in the execution of devotional service. One should not, however, think himself on the level of Brahma to be initiated directly by the Lord from inside, because in the present age, no one can be accepted to be as pure as Brahma. The post of Brahma to officiate in the creation of the universe is offered to the most pure living being. And unless one is so qualified, one cannot expect to be treated like Brahmaji directly. But one can have the same facility through unalloyed devotees of the Lord, through scriptural instructions, as revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam especially, and also through the bona fide spiritual master available to the sincere soul. The Lord himself appears as the spiritual master to a person who is sincere in heart about serving the Lord. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master who happens to meet the sincere devotee should be accepted as the most confidential and beloved representative of the Lord. If a person is posted under the guidance of such a bona fide spiritual master, it may be accepted without any doubt that the desiring person has achieved the grace of the Lord. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Tsakshun Munitam Jena Tasma Sigura Inima Gam Guru Devachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yarkipata Amande Sigurum Dinatalina Paramananda Maravam Sri Chaitanya Ishvaram. What an incredible purport. Everything that Prabhupada says in this purport, of course, he in every purport, but today we're discussing this purport. Everything he said in this purport is so profound and supported by Vedic knowledge and the acharyas that only somebody who's empowered could speak like this. There's no question. Prabhupada begins by pointing out that one who follows the acharyas knows things as they are. Acharyam mam purusho veda. The Vedic literatures tell us that if you want to know things as they really are, then one should follow the disciplic succession of acharyas. It's just like in the material world, if we want to know something about science or any field, you follow the disciplic succession. If you want to learn how to cook, you go into the kitchen and you ask Vaninath Prabhu, how can I do this? Or how can I mix this? Or how do I get this and that? So it's just common understanding. It's just common understanding. That is called the descending process, where one is accepting knowledge from authority, and not that we're creating some idea. Otherwise, as the Vedic literatures again tell us, the desired result will not be achieved. Sampradaya vihine vihinaye antraste nishvalamata. If you want to achieve the desired result of any practice, what to speak of spiritual practice, chanting mantras, engaging in devotional service. If you want the desired result, then you follow the authority. You follow the disciplic succession. As Prabhupada points out here, to achieve success in life, one should follow the example of Lord Brahma, because he's the first created living being. And no one can be expected to be any purer than that. As Prabhupada points out here in this purport, we can't compare ourselves to Lord Brahma thinking that we're getting some divine instruction, like sometimes people think that in execution of their duties in life, oh, well, I've been chosen. Right? Even the political leaders, they say sometimes like this, well, I've been chosen. In recent history, we've heard from such a fool. No, it has to be according to bona fide disciplic succession. Otherwise, again, the desired result will not be there. Here, Lord Brahma was instructed by the Lord within the heart. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, right? Ishvara sarvabhutanam. He's in the heart of all living beings, and he's directing their wanderings. What to speak of those who are surrendering to him, who are actually sincere. Krishna gives special preference. Paramayati chapyukto dehishman purushakpara. He's the overseer and permitter. And he's there and he's giving direction. He's the supreme controller. But he's such a wonderful controller that he's giving us a choice, as Prabhupada points out here in this purport. Everyone has the facility, and the Vishnu Puranas describe that a living entity has facility for both. You can be in the material sphere, or you can be in the spiritual kingdom. Facility is there for both. Unfortunately, the living entity is influenced by the material modes, right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Purushak Prakriti Stohi Bhunkti Prakriti Janganan. Unfortunately, the living entity coming in contact with the material energy, he gets confused. But we have the facility for both. And if one is sincere, as exemplified here by Lord Brahma, then the Lord within his heart, within the heart of all living beings, will give that instruction. And here that instruction that Lord Brahma heard in his meditation on the lotus underwater, he heard this instruction to engage in penance, tapasya. Lord Rishabhadev gives that same instruction to his sons, right? Tapo divyam putraka jena sattvam sudyas yajmad brahma saukyam tvanantam. He tells his son the same, his sons, that the same thing, that one should engage. If one has been awarded this material body, because it's it is fortunate that one receives a human form. It is fortunate, no doubt. There are so many millions of living beings, so many millions of forms of life. And if one has the great fortune of being awarded this human form, one should engage it in that in austerities or works to attain the divine position. Because although we have this material body, it's not divine in the sense that it's temporary. We're only here for a very short time. Very short time when you consider the totality of the material energy. It's just a flash. We're here for a very, very short time. And to squander it in useless activities. And the Bhagavatam tells us what those useless activities are and what the results of those useless activities are. That one is again cast into this material energy, into this material world, has to accept a material form, is struggling, and although may surround himself with so many soldiers, as described, they can't ultimately save us. Ultimately, the living being has to be accountable for what we're doing in this material creation. In this wonderful description here, we're seeing that Lord Brahma, although he is such an exalted soul, he also had some confusion. It's described in the Bhagavatam that in every creation he's spoken to within the heart. Because he also, although his position is so exalted, he also falls into ignorance. And has to be again instructed by the Lord within. So, although he has that direct experience, we also can have that same direct experience. It's not that although we're stuck in this miserable human form where we have to go through so many challenges. That same direct experience can be there. And Prabhupada explains that by showing how by receiving the message of Bhagavatam through a bona fide spiritual master, through the disciplic succession, one can firsthand experience, can have firsthand experience, right? The Bhagavatam tells us that as well, that by engaging in devotional service, one experiences three things specifically. What is that? Devotion, direct experience, and detachment. Right? Bhakti parisano bhava viraktir. What is that? Anyatra chaisha chika eka kala. There's direct experience can be there. It's not that because we're here and the Lord may be in Vaikuntha, that he's not here as well. That direct experience can be had. We may not have the Lord right in front of us as Lord Krishna when he was here some years ago, some thousands of years ago, and or when he when Lord Vishnu appears before Brahma. That's a direct experience, certainly. But that direct experience can be had through the disciplic succession as well. And that experience of, what is it, a devotion, direct experience, and detachment, it's compared to the experience of one who's eating. When you eat, you have a direct experience of nourishment. You have a direct experience of relief from hunger. And you have a direct experience of a pleasure. So, and that direct experience, not only is it simultaneous, but it's ever increasing with every bite. And we have practical experience of that in a Krishna consciousness, that when you execute Krishna consciousness according to bona fide instruction, you feel some pleasure. You feel some nourishment. You get strength from that experience, that from that execution. And you get relief. Okay, I'm not disturbed by this material energy as much as I was yesterday. And with every bite, that means with every moment that we execute in devotional service, every time we do something, and there are many different ways that we can execute devotional service, certainly, that's described in the Shastra. But as you execute that devotional service, it simultaneously gives you those results, and yet they're ever increasing with every bite. It's not that it's diminished at any point. So here Srila Prabhupada is pointing out to us that by receiving this instruction and receiving it properly, as Prabhupada points out here, the post of Brahma to officiating the creation of the universe as offered in, to the most pure living being. Unless one is qualified, one cannot expect to be treated like Brahmaji directly. We all want proper treatment, isn't it? We're all looking for some respect. We're all looking for some compassion and some understanding. But unless one is qualified, one cannot expect to be treated like Brahmaji directly. So there's a qualification for receiving that that respect. There's a qualification that's necessary for one to advance, even in the material world. You have to qualify yourself in a certain way in order to make advancement in your work, whatever it may be. So also in Krishna consciousness, in spiritual practices, one has to be qualified. One has to be sincere. One has to be willing to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. There's a wonderful description given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was discussing with Sanatana Goswami in the Majjhalila, where he begins to describe the characteristics and the emotions of one who is advancing in devotional life. And he points out that he recites this beautiful verse in which he says, I do not have any love for you, my Supreme Lord, nor am I qualified for a devotional service by chanting and hearing. Of course, this is the humble, we can immediately understand that one has to develop a sense of humility in order to advance properly. So the advanced Vaishnavas, they're thinking that, actually, I don't have any love for you, my Lord. I may make a show, I come here, I come there, I stand up, or I do a little something. But actually, I know that I have some motivation here. That in my heart, I have still so many ulterior motives. So the Vaishnava is always trying to address that by trying to keep a very humble state of mind. Otherwise, how can you expect to advance in spiritual life? You have to have that sense of humility. And of course, again, we all want to be treated properly. That's for sure. But that sense of humility has to be there. Next, he says that, nor am I qualified for a devotional life by chanting or hearing. And devotional life means that one has to be attached to that chanting and hearing process. Nam namakari bahura nija sarva saktish. That holy name of the Lord, it's all of the potencies of the Lord are within that practice. But I don't have any qualification because I don't have any attraction for that chanting. And of course, that chanting and hearing has to be there again. Right? Rupa Goswami also explains that, Shet Krishna Namacharitari Satapya Vidya, that one has to be become attached to that chanting process, that although one may be afflicted by the jantas of avidya, of ignorance, and can't taste anything sweet, it's especially wonderful that the Lord has given himself in the form of this holy name, and that by chanting it carefully, a natural relish awakens within the tongue. There's already a natural connection there between the living being and the Supreme Lord, but it has to be awakened. And that natural process, that natural taste within the tongue has to be corrected. Just like if a person has a jaundice, he can't taste anything sweet. But by taking that sugar candy, that's the taste in the tongue, again, it returns. So the process of Krishna consciousness is such that if we continue practicing it, despite our hang-ups, we may have so many reservations and challenges. Certainly, everyone does. But by engaging in the process all the while, a natural relish awakens within the tongue. Lord Chaitanya further says that I don't possess any mystic power of a Vaishnava. And the Vaishnavas, we know that they have mystic powers. We have first-hand experience what Srila Prabhupada has done. By the empowerment of the Lord, he's given Krishna consciousness to thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. Whether directly or indirectly, it's by his endeavor that thousands and thousands and thousands of people have had an opportunity for a hearing and engaging in the process of Krishna consciousness. Certainly this is a mystical power. Then Lord Chaitanya says that neither do I have knowledge or pious activities. And the Vaishnava has to develop these qualities. We know that, right? Patan, patan, yatanyajan, dana pratigraha. That one has to become knowledgeable. We have to understand what we're telling people when we go out and give and spread Krishna consciousness. You have to know what you're giving them. You have to understand what you're doing. Otherwise, one day I'll wake up and what am I doing this? I might as well just go and get a job. What am I doing here? And we have, again, we have that experience. That if we don't understand what we're doing, if we're not studying what Srila Prabhupada has given his life and his blood, sweat, and tears for, the day will come when we wake up and say, well, you know, I'm getting tired of waking up so early. I'm getting tired of dealing with so many people. You know, I wouldn't deal with all these people in the material world. Why do I have to deal with them now? So all sorts of things creep in. So the Vaishnava, we have to become knowledgeable. What to speak of engaging in pious activities, we have no understanding of that. Nor do I belong in a very high caste. On the whole, I don't possess any credits, any piety. But I have one unbreakable hope. And that is that I know that you will give your mercy to the most fallen. That is my unbreakable hope. And that hope is within my heart. And it's giving me pain. So the qualification is to be like here we understand Lord Brahma to be very sincere. That has to be exhibited. We have to show that there's some sincerity in practicing devotional life. And when that sincerity is there, as Prabhupada points out here, the Lord appears as the spiritual master to such a sincere person. Therefore, that spiritual master who happens to meet the sincere devotee, because what qualification do we have? We don't, what have we, piety, what pious things have we, no. One who happens to meet the sincere, when the spiritual master happens to meet, the sincere devotee, he should be accepted as the most confidential. If a person is posted under the guidance of such a bona fide spiritual master, may be accepted without any doubt that the desiring person has achieved the grace of the Lord. So anyone who has had the great fortune of coming in contact with this wonderful Krishna consciousness, we can understand that they're very special persons, and they're receiving the grace of the Lord. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.